This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
FM/silent dance parties.
The time is 10 o'clock straight up, and you are listening to KBOO Portland.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, July 24th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO, your community radio, at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm, on the web. Well, it's Enviro Week across Cascadia, and rising tide northwest has a variety of events to participate in. At the same time, we are continuing to find ourselves immersed in the crude oil debate. As far as most people are concerned, the oil debate is not a debate so much as a bad idea that is about to run straight through our communities. Hales City Hall, isn't it? Portland Mayor Charlie Hales is shooing homeless campers out of the city's main building. And there is news from all across the NSA spying spectrum. We have a military contractor, Brandon Toy, who resigned after an impassioned protest. We'll also be speaking with Nathan Fuller with the Bradley Manning Support Network. We are coming up on closing arguments in the Bradley Manning case just at a moment when the prosecution and brought out another very strange charge that Bradley Manning lacked sufficient loyalty. I would say that to take a risk like that, one which we see other military personnel who had access to the same documents, the same information, but did not have the courage and did not have the loyalty to put their entire life on the line. I would suggest that Bradley Manning perhaps is a great deal more loyal than many other Americans. First, this, however, from the National Weather Service, mostly cloudy today, gradually clearing, and then, of course, it's, so we all know it's clear right now, and it's really bloody hot. Highs near 85, not much of a breeze to take the sting off the heat, and tonight, increasing clouds, lows around 57, breezy, and tomorrow, Thursday, mostly cloudy through the mid-morning, then clearing off, and a high around 84. Not much wind, 5 to 9 miles per hour, and tomorrow night, again, lows around 57. The alternative forecast, we have a full-ish root moon in Capricorn, the moon 16 days old, the synodic forecast, same, everything holding steady from yesterday, and nothing stunning in the way of advice from lunar farmers. Now's a good time to sow root vegetables, of course, it's a root moon, and the biodynamic outlook moon in Capricorn, it's an earth sign, fruits harvested now should be eaten straight away, and the sidereal forecast, moon in Capricorn, and of course they say potatoes and tubers planted now will have strong growth. And that's it for both the alternative and the conventional forecasting desk. Around Cascadia, Portland Mayor Charlie Hales planned to shoo homeless campers away from the City Hall is in trouble. What the mayor is attempting to do is so stunningly cruel, and the noise that people have made, the campers have made, is loud and joyous. And yet, all across the Right to Dream too, all across Portland, homeless people are beginning to speak out. It's getting a little bit more difficult for the mayor to deny campers' rights to be in front of City Hall expressing what we all know, the dirty little secret that there's plenty of money to provide housing for people in Portland, and all we have to do is make shelter available. And the irony, of course, is that several legislators are being paid for a great deal of expenses. And so are paying for their own personal expenses out of their campaign funds. Money for politicians is flowing generously into pockets that should, by law, be closed at the present time. We are not, since I last checked, in the middle of any sort of campaign. And the question is, are politicians profiting from taxpayer-paid expenses? Some of these legislators are using campaign funds to defray the cost of meeting in Salem during session, and that, of course, allows them to pocket more than 123 legislative payment, more of the $123 in legislative pay that they receive daily. $123 a day from taxpayers. And you can get a list. There are lists available online of lawmakers who spent more than $2,000 out of their campaign funds for lodging, mileage, or other similar expenses. Many of the legislators on the list have larger districts and live further. So the use of campaign funds to cover personal expenses or serving in legislative session is legal. The largesse that lawmakers have been bestowing on themselves has been growing in recent years and has finally drawn the attention of overseers. Where does all the money come from, of course, you wonder. Well, of course, it comes out of our pockets, the taxpayers. But money flowing into Oregon is not so much flowing as riding the rails. The number of proposals that are out there right now for bringing crude oil by rail through the Pacific Northwest and shipping it from our ports, by bringing coal by train and by truck, right now the rush seems to be on. And tomorrow, 25 or so community members are going to attend a work session by the Port of Vancouver's Board of Commissioners. They're opposing this major new crude oil terminal proposal. The commissioners in Vancouver heard from members, staff, and other attendees about potential oil spills, train traffic congestion, and global warming pollution, all of the issues that the port should evaluate before agreeing to any lease or lease option for oil exports. Vancouver says that they are going to give it a year to study the problem. The problem, of course, being the disastrous, deadly accident that took place just recently in Quebec with this sort of thing. Well, it's not so much a year of study as a year to let the general public cool down and forget about that, at which point the companies proposing this will be coming back with full force. Columbia Riverkeeper has been instrumental in educating people and opposing what Tessaro and Savage are hoping to do to the Columbia River and the Port of Vancouver. This oil in general is fracked oil from the Bakken region, and Tessaro executives are acknowledging, though, that the crude oil could be sourced from other places, saying that the customers at the terminal would be entirely market-driven, and that is the key phrase in it, entirely market-driven. We're going to now speak with Nathan Fuller of the Bradley Manning Support Network. Right now is the critical week. We are coming up on the closing arguments in the Bradley Manning court-martial. This Thursday, the prosecution and defense will deliver their closing arguments before Military Judge Colonel Denise Lind for the merits phase of the trial. And that's the part which will determine his guilt or innocence in the case of aiding the enemy and other major charges. Judge Lind will also rule on two remaining defense motions to direct a not guilty verdict on charges of stealing government property, which he didn't. In fact, he copied it onto a Lady Gaga CD, as a matter of fact. Again, we're faced with one of those midsummer dog days of summer ironies here, that at the same time as we are speaking with Nathan about the Bradley Manning's court-martial. Meanwhile, in the airport in Moscow, the rumors have been flying. First, it was that Edward Snowden was free to leave the airport. That now turns out to not be true. After all, Snowden is not, in fact, free to leave the airport. There's a lot of backroom dealing going on. We may have Nathan on the line. Good morning, Nathan. Are you there yet? Good morning.
I'm there.
Yes,
I'm there.
Thanks so much for joining us. Yes, this is a critical week, of course. Besides, of course, the aiding the enemy, the most dangerous charge, what else is considered this week? Tomorrow.
There are several other major offenses against Manning. And those include several counts of the Espionage Act of 1917, There's the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act charge that carries a 10-year prison sentence. And then there are charges that Manning stole government property, classified information, that, which the government says is valued at over $1,000. And all of those add up to each of those major offenses is a 10-year one. So that even without this aiding the enemy charge, Manning could face over 150 years in prison. Now, there's no minimums, so that would be hotly contested in a sentencing phase, but it's still a big uphill battle.
And you being there and close to the proceedings, the chances of all of this simply being thrown out, there are still so many problems, notably the president opining that Bradley Manning was guilty of a crime. Many, many problems. So these seem to be left in the dust. What is the current status of arguments to have the case dismissed?
There have been several motions to have charges dismissed for various reasons, and those have all been pretty roundly rejected, and so it's the defense kind of moved forward with this evidence and then really chipped away at the government's evidence or lack thereof in its case, showing that despite overcharging massively, they just simply don't have the evidence to back up their claims on these major offenses.
Now, they never did succeed in proving that the revelations in any way, shape, or form helped any of America's enemies. Probably we don't even know how many enemies we have right now. But
right.
Nathan, if you could be back, come join us tomorrow to talk some more about this. We're out of time for today, and tomorrow is a critical day. If you could come back tomorrow, we'd really appreciate it very, very much. Tomorrow is everybody will be waiting. The whole world is watching this one. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, July 24th, 2013. Kurt Lauer engineered the show today. Thanks so much, Kurt. Kathleen Stevenson is a KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.